This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David John, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us to decipher President Obama's speech to Wall Street today as he advocated for stronger regulation of the nation's financial industry. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, the president gave this big speech today at Federal Hall, New York, just in the shadow of Wall Street on the one-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Essentially, his message was that the rules were too lax. There was not enough regulation. He's not in favor of over-regulation, but he says it's time to change the rules of the road. Did he diagnose what happened correctly or incorrectly?
Incorrectly. It's very, very easy to try to come up with a simple one-sentence answer for what happened last year, but it's going to be incorrect. His proposal is that there was too little regulation. And that's just simply not the case, because the fact is that if you look at European banks, where they practically regulate every step that they take, they went into equal problems. So it's not a matter of regulation necessarily. It was a matter of many other causes.
And what it wants to create here, of course, is this Consumer Financial Protection Agency.
Right.
You have written on this, which can be found right on the homepage there of heritage.org. And you say this is not the answer. It's basically a huge government bureaucracy. Explain why it would be that and why it doesn't help.
Well, what they're proposing to do is to take the consumer finance agencies from all the bank regulatory agencies, crunch them together, and make one big consumer financial products agency. What they're going to end up doing, however, is duplicating, because the original agency still has responsibility for enforcing those laws, so it's not like you're transferring people. And the way they've structured this, it's going to be basically micromanaging everything that is done in the area of consumer finance. And they're also using a definition of consumer finance which is way beyond anything that we ever thought. For instance, under their definition, Starbucks, because Starbucks offers a prepaid way of purchasing coffee, would be counted as a financial institution, as would funeral homes, because they offer prepaid funeral services, car leasing agencies, etc. Basically, it would involve a federal regulation of practically every financial move that we make, and that's just really not called for.
What do you see as being the real-life effect of this, if it goes through, on business and on the individual?
Well, it's going to sharply impact the ability of business to make a profit, and that's really important to you and I, because the profit motive is what's caused a huge amount of financial innovation, which has lowered the cost to us of everything from credit cards to mortgages to just simply checking accounts and things like that. If this goes through, we're going to see the fees that you and I pay for our financial services products just go through the roof.
What kind of numbers are we looking at?
We're not really sure. It's going to depend on the area. But one of the things that we are sure about is that the agency is going to pretty much freeze everything in ASPIC. In other words, the products that are available now are going to be the ones that they favor in the future, despite the fact that it's the innovations that are the ones that save you and I money.
And David, let's look at the alternative now, because you believe there's a better way forward here. What do you think is necessary and proper on the regulatory front, and is that even the main area we should be focusing on?
Well, the regulatory front, the consumer regulatory front, is an area to focus on. There are actually several others that are equally important for the future to make sure that we don't have this happen again. But on the consumer regulatory area, it would be fairly simple to have a coordination council of the existing state and federal regulators to make sure that they're all applying the same standards and that they don't have gaps where there are suddenly important parts of the financial system that haven't been covered. One of the biggest problems we had with mortgage originations was that some of the mortgage banks, some of the smaller ones, tended to be without any sort of supervision whatsoever. And in many cases, they just flat lied to get people to sign mortgages that they didn't understand. And it would be very simple to deal with this with coordination rather than another huge federal agency.
David, in terms of where this is likely headed on Capitol Hill, the president mentioned that Chairman Dodd and Chairman Frank are working on this, but not much has happened. Is there broad-based support for this?
There really isn't a huge amount of broad-based support for this. Congress is of the opinion that it has to do something. And of course, Congress feels that if it hasn't done something, nothing in the world ever really exists. So they're going to do something more along the lines of checking a box than anything else. But one of the things that the president didn't mention is that there is a bipartisan opposition to much of what he's proposing in the Senate. And they're going to scale things down much more than what the president has proposed, and they're going to be much more realistic and open to making sure that our choice in financial products is not destroyed.
Another issue in the crosshairs for this administration and other politicians has been executive bonuses or bonuses just in general in some of these institutions that have needed some assistance as of late. What's the attitude on that inside the private sector, that there'd be shareholder votes potentially and other government tinkering with the bonus system?
Well, the problem is this is yet another area where it sounds very good, but the effect is going to be minimal. The supposed shareholders' votes are actually non-binding. So a firm that's bound and determined that it's going to do something huge is not going to be stopped by this. On the other hand, one of the reasons that the bonuses developed in the first place was that Congress put a limit on the amount that a private corporation could pay to an executive, a senior executive, and deduct it from their income tax as a tax-deductible business expense. And once that ceiling was put on, the companies immediately started to look for some other way to pay compensation, and they came up with a bonus culture instead. So you always have to worry that Congress, in the process of looking for something simple, isn't going to just screw up things further and come up with yet another complication, and we'll see something develop that we never even imagined, much less anything that's actually efficient or makes sense.
You can read more of David's analysis on the president's approach to regulating Wall Street. You can also get his thoughts on what he thinks is the best way to reform the system. That's all at the homepage of the Heritage Foundation on heritage.org. David, thanks again for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
David John, Senior Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.